is in Sha'ar Tshuva, Bisbor BaTorah, and it is clearly explained in the Torah. One of the biggest obstacles that we have to doing Tshuva is that we feel it's beyond us. How could I do Tshuva? I don't have the ability to do so. We don't believe in our own ability to do so. As I mentioned in the Shir just before, Ramesha Chait, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, Rosh Shubra of Chofetz Chaim in Eretz Yisrael. So he grew up in Philadelphia. And he went to the zoo in Philadelphia, and he observed the cage of the lion. And he wasn't convinced that the cage was necessarily strong enough to hold the lion in. So he went to the zookeeper, and he asked him, tell me, is this cage, can it contain the lion? It can't jump over it, it can't crash through it. So he said, the reality is it's not really strong enough to contain the lion. But it's set up in such fashion that the lion thinks that it can't break through. And because of that, the lion cannot escape. If we think we can't do something, then we're defeated before we start. So Rabbeinu Yehuda tells us, V'zbor b'teirah ki yazar Hashem lashovim, the Rabbeinu Shalom will assist any person that wants to do tshuva, even if by indigenous nature we fall short, we don't have enough strength to accomplish this, the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring a new spirit of Tara, of purity within us, lahasig malas avoso, which will bring us all the way to the level of Avos Hashem. And Avos Hashem is a mighty level. Shenema, v'shafto al Hashem alokecha, and parshas nitzovim, will return to Hashem, v'shamata b'koylo, kol ha'shar anokim mitzavcha ayoyim. And there it says, mol Hashem alokecha es l'vobucho, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will give us impetus, means that we inherently did not have that ability to reach that level. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will provide external impetus that he will provide to bring us to this level. So the confidence that we have to have in our ability to succeed. The issues in life are that we have to be realistic. Now, I woke up this morning and I wanted to climb Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world. It's 28,000 feet, I think, to the peak. It's very nice, but I never scaled a rock face of 200 feet in my life. So how am I going to have a samachshava? I'm going to climb Mount Everest? You know, if I want to climb Mount Everest, so first let me learn how to climb 200 feet, how to climb 1,000 feet, 5,000 feet, 10,000 feet. Eventually, I may reach a point that I could imagine myself having the ability to climb Mount Everest. But if I never climb to a hill of 200 feet, a rock face, I'm going to climb 28,000 feet. So the same as in Ruchnius also. Everything takes steps. There are steps that are necessary to reach a particular level. We can't just run to the goal. You know, I was in California for a chasana last week. Baruch Hashem, I flew. But imagine you want to drive from New York to San Diego, where I was. If you think that you're going to get there in 24 hours, you're going to be frustrated. There's no way we're getting across the country in 24 hours, no matter what you do. It's just not happening. Someone has to be realistic. I have to understand that maybe in 24 hours I'll hit Chicago. You know, and then I'll be somewhere in the Midway, in the mountain states, and then finally, 3-4 days later, I'll hit San Diego. But we have to understand that in life, things come in increments, steps. We just don't shoot to the end. It's very, very rare that a person finds that ability. Yeah, Chazal tell us there is, upon rare occasion, we have Rabbi Elazar ben Dardaya in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that he did tshuva in a moment, and it was such a phenomenal strain and stress as Yotzei Neshmosei. And even that, the Marshal says, was not a milah. The person that proceeded step by step in life and built over a lifetime his spirituality got further than Rabbi Elazar ben Dardaya did. He was able to make a massive accomplishment in a moment, but this is not compared to the person that spent a lifetime building step by step by step. And we need to define realistic steps. What's the next level that I could reach? And to reach that level. And if we're realistic in life, if we look back, back is the what's clearest. The front is foggy. If we look back, and I ask myself, am I the same today as I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago? So Baruch Hashem, most of us will say not. That we advanced in that time. We were born as children. We have the seichel of a child. So we begin to go forward in this world with the seichel of a child. So inevitably, we're going to make a lot of mistakes along the way. And we learn from our mistakes. We learn what doesn't work. So now I'm not going to do the things that I did when I was 15 years old. Why? Because I'm more mature and I realize it doesn't work. So what's the point? Why should I do it? So we need to be realistic. We have to push the envelope, but push the envelope where we could realistically push the envelope. And with in a step that has significance, but is not overwhelming. If we try to climb too far too quickly, we go nowhere. We spin the wheels. And it would be a shame. We have the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Meforshim and Shas tell us that one of the chasodim that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam did for us, the whole world stands in judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Not only Klal Yisrael, but the world doesn't know that it stands in judgment. They have no idea that it's Yom HaDin for them. So they'll be running around 2 weeks from tomorrow, from Thursday, doing whatever they're doing. Totally oblivious that their fate is being decided on that day. It's from the chasodim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam informed us when the Yom HaDin is. We don't have to know when the Yom HaDin is, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told us when's the Yom HaDin. And that itself is an inspiration. It gives us a certain spiritual force. All advancement in life takes place from stress. Without stress, no one would ever advance in anything, not in Ruchnius, not in Gashmius. A person has a business. If he's 100% content with what he has, so he'll never go forward. The only reason that he ever advances is at a certain point, he feels stressed. He doesn't feel he has exactly what he wants. It could be better than it is. And therefore, the first step in going forward is the realization of what he doesn't have, which is stressful. But then he seizes the opportunity, and we go forward. And that's really the Yom HaNorom, the realization that there's a mishpat. And the Novi in Yirmiyah says, what is the greatest deficiency that a person can have? The Gemara says in Yuma that Bayis Risha was Nechraf because of Gilei Arayah, Shvichas Dom, and Avoy Dezor. So all the cardinal sins they had. And yet the Novi and Yirmiyah says there's something that's worse than all of that. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam says ultimately a mishpat will take place because he said, Loichatos. There's nothing I have to fix. If there's nothing to be fixed, nothing can ever be fixed. So the first step is we need the hakar, the realization, Rosh Hashanah is coming, of where I'm deficient. And that's stressful. But from stress comes growth. And Rabbi Yonah tells us to have the confidence that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will give us the siyata d'shmaya, that he will enable us to succeed. We don't have to understand how we will succeed. And I'll end with this. Moshe Rabbeinu went to make the census of Klal Yisrael in Parshas Bamidbar. So first he counts all the Bnei Yisrael from Ben Esrim Shana Vamala. Then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tells him the Bukaitis Bnei Levi, and that's Mishloishim Yom Lamaila. So Rashi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I don't understand. All the mothers taking care of the nursing babies, I'm going to go in and come in on their privacy? How am I going to go make a census? How can I go to see little kids 30 days old? So Rebbeinu Shel Olam only told them, Asei ato shalcho v'nei ase shali. You do what I told you, and I'll do mine. Moshe Rabbeinu was not answered how he's going to get there, how the problem is going to be solved. Go, do. Where does Siyata Dishmaya be? That's not relevant, though. There'll be Siyata Dishmaya. So Moshe Rabbeinu came, and he came next to the door of each tent, and there is Al-Pi Hashem. Abbas Kol came forth and told him how many people are here. And that's in all of life. We have to do what's ours. Where's the Siyata Dishmaya? How's the Siyata Dishmaya? I don't know. But I'm going forward. If I go forward, there'll be Siyata Dishmaya. Where? What? When? How? The Rebbe Rishon doesn't tell us. He only tells us there'll be Siyata Dishmaya. So we need to have the Bitochen and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will stand with us. And all the obstacles will disappear. How? What? Who knows? I don't know. And if we look back at every one of us, of most of the things that we've accomplished in this world, we had phenomenal Siyata Dishmaya that we can't imagine what it is. How did it come to be? This, that move, things we could never have imagined at the beginning could be, but the Rabbeinu Shalom made them happen. So we need to go forth. Rabbi said it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow, from the morning, is Erev Rosh Hashanah, is to embrace the opportunity of Elul. If we embrace the opportunity of Elul, so the Rabbeinu Shalom promised us Siyata Dishmaya. How could your Rabbi say? That sounds like a good idea.